Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. It is April 7th, and that's a Thursday, last I checked. So, first thing I want to go over before we get into the news is that the VFW Post 898 has changed the date on the District 3 Town Hall. It was April 14th. It is now going to be Monday, April 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Nothing else has changed about the structure. Thank you for the flexibility and keeping our public informed. I guess they've listed some outside circumstances that they could not affect. So we are just changing the date. So District 3 will be Monday, April 18th. And District 1 is still the 11th. Okay, what do we got in the news? So Mono County is celebrating Fishmas. So is everybody. But in particular, this is from Mono County. Opening day set for April 30th. Mono County, Eastern Sierra locals and visitors alike are gearing up for Fishmas. On Saturday, April 30th, the official start to Mono County's regular fishing season. With the relatively mild winter this year, most front country lakes, rivers, and streams should be thawed by Fishmas. So there is much for anglers to celebrate. The Eastern Sierra is home to some of the best fishing in the country, and we're excited to welcome anglers to Mono County for Fishmas and the 2022 fishing season, said Bob Gardner, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. Mono County, along with Mammoth Lakes Tourism and private marina operators, will be stocking over $250,000 of trout throughout the county this spring and summer. Mono County specifically stocks 18 bodies of water in the region with almost 18,000 pounds of rainbow trout starting the second week of April. Anglers are encouraged to join the effort to keep Eastern Sierra fisheries healthy and sustainable by practicing catch and release. Keep only the fish they need and releasing the rest to reproduce and grow. To learn more, please visit monocounty.org/things-2-do-fishing/sustainable-fishing. Just go to easternsierranow.com and click on the link there. It's going to be easier for you. In 2021, CDFW issued updated regulations for Mono County. The 18 resort lakes, including Crowley, Rock Creek Lake, Convict, Lundy, Virginia Lakes, Bridgeport Reservoir, Twin Lakes in Bridgeport, the lakes of the June Lake Loop and Mammoth Lakes Basin retain the traditional Fishmas opening and closing dates, the last Saturday in April through November 15th. However, all rivers and streams in Mono County now have special regulations pertaining to season start and end dates, hook and lure restrictions, fish size limits, and possession limits. For a comprehensive list of the regulations issued in 2021, anglers should visit the CDFW website, which is linked at Eastern Sierra Now, and bookmark the smartphone regulation map, and also linked at Eastern Sierra Now. Something fishy is always going on in the Eastern Sierra as fishing derbies, festivals, and other events are scheduled throughout the season. To see a list of all the fishing events, please visit. Same thing I said earlier, just go to Eastern Sierra Now. It's monocounty.org, and there's a things to do fishing events, but it's a bunch of dashes and slashes, and you know how it goes. While a California sport fishing license is required of anyone 16 years of age and older, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife hosts two free fishing days each year where anglers can fish without a sport fishing license. The CDFW free fishing days provide a great low-cost way to give fishing a try. CDFW free fishing days for 2022 are Saturday, July 2nd, and Saturday, September 3rd. Additional information on CDFW's free fishing days can be accessed at wildlife.ca.gov. Again, these people have some crazy URLs here. Just go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on it there. But the base is wildlife.ca.gov. You can visit monocounty.org to learn more about fishing in Mono County. Top fishing locations, fishing regulations, tackle shops, professional guide, services, lodging, and much more. In addition, anglers are encouraged to follow Mono County Tourism's Facebook and Instagram pages for real-time updates and conditions all season long. Or subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now, where you're going to get all of that as well from them and from our fishing guide, Chris Leonard, who is gearing up on starting his season again for us, where he gives you all of the best fishing locations, fishing tips, where they're biting, where they're not biting, and just how to do this like a pro. Yeah, it comes with pictures, comes with great spots. I mean, Chris, you've read it. Chris Leonard's great. And we have a tab on our website that's just for fishing. So you can check that out now that we're in the season, and we're going to get right into it. We'll get some videos out this year. We're going to have a good time with the fish missing and all that. So we are looking forward to that here in the Eastern Sierra. So there's a couple of meetings. There's a bunch of meetings. There's always meetings. So April 11th at 5 in closed session and 6 for open sessions, the Bishop City Council. So again, that's April 11th, and it's 5 or 6. 5 is closed, 6 is open. Inyo County Water Commission has April 11th as well at 6 p.m. So you're going to have to choose one or the other. So those are going on. There's more in Mammoth, and I will get those up later, and you guys will be able to see that. They're all around the 11th and 12th, I noticed. So a bunch of meetings are happening right now. Speaking of amazing stuff going on in the Eastern Sierra, you know one thing that I've always wanted to do, and everybody kind of always does, they put on a fedora and they think they're Indiana Jones. I've been doing it since I was a kid. I used to break a jump rope handle off, and then I'd tie the rope around the monkey bars at the park in Big Pine, and I'd put on a cowboy hat because I didn't have a fedora, and I would go swing on that jump rope like I was Indiana Jones. I would just fall off hard, but I kept going because I was Indiana Jones. You ask anybody that knew me when I was a kid, they knew. I ended up getting a fedora. I got a leather jacket. I used to bomb around in that. I still have a Indiana Jones jacket that's legit, and I'm 40. So, meh, say what you want. But anyway, my point being treasure. Everybody wants to find treasure. Well, I did find treasure just recently, actually, and you can find it too. It's actually pretty simple to get to. 3399 Main Street, Unit L2 in Mammoth Lakes, California. That is Mora's Mineral Treasures. It's in Mammoth Lakes. The number is 760-965-6624. And if you want to email them, it's paleotreasure@gmail.com. They have an Instagram. They have a Facebook. There is some of the most beautiful, let's just say, treasure I've ever seen. You've got all different types of minerals, rocks, trinkets, just incredible stuff. You go in there and you can spend hours just looking at things. They're beautiful. So many amazing rocks and minerals and just anything you can think of. You really need to go check this place out. It's incredible. It's not like a boring rock shop that you find somewhere on the side of the road. This is something else. So you need to go check out Mora's Mineral Treasures. Again, the number is 760-965-6624, and it's at 3399 Main Street. That's right next to Liberty Bar, in between Liberty Bar and Public House, basically, right in that shopping center there. Over by our main man, Nolan Nitschke's, the Sierra Light Gallery. So, head over there, check that out, give them a try. Do me a favor, when you get in there, tell them that Jesse from Eastern Sierra Now sent you. And, that's going to help me out a lot. That's going to help you out a lot, because then they're going to treat you like an insider. You know what I'm saying? But definitely check out Mora's Mineral Treasures, located in Mammoth Lakes. We have our gal pal, Ashley McLaughlin. She is a health and wellness coach, and she is the best. She has a new article out. It's called Spring Clean Your Life. It's for freeing your mind, body, and home. And I'll tell you, she's not wrong there. I always feel way better when my house is clean. And any of you that have been to my house know that I'm not feeling very good if you put those two together. So I definitely need to spring clean my office, that's for sure. Anyway, let's see what Ashley wrote here. Hello and welcome. I'm so proud of you for taking the first step to spring cleaning your life. Getting organized in your health and wellness life, as well as your home life, isn't always easy. In our minds, we picture spring cleaning as everything tidy, neat, and simple, right? While that is the overall goal, and yes, you'll get there, it takes time, patience, self-discipline, and even creating a few messes along the way to get to that orderliness we all crave in our lives. 3 years ago, I started my own journey of spring cleaning, with parentheses. I decided I was capable of so much more than I was letting myself believe. I wanted to feel better, live happier, and declutter every aspect of my life. It all started by taking care of myself first. Once I spring cleaned my body and mindset, it became so much easier to organize all the other areas of my life that needed tending to: my home, relationships with friends and family, and even my career. Everything is easier with a little foundation and support, which is why I've created this go-to guide for spring cleaning your life and freeing your mind, body, and home. I can't wait for you to get started living your happiest, healthiest, and cleanest life. That's from Coach Ashley McLaughlin. So I think I'm going to just let you guys sit here in silence for a while I read this entire pamphlet that she wrote here, because this is actually something I really could use. It takes so much effort to put together Eastern Sierra now. I'm in 15 different places because I have like a million hats on for everything. So, hey, if you want to intern or you want to help out with Eastern Sierra Now in some way, give me a call, would you? Info at Eastern Sierra Now. You can email me there. So this is great. Ashley, good job. Head over and check this out. This is actually really, really incredible. It's a Canva upload that she has here. It's just step by step. This is your best way to do it. Ashley does such a good job of just being a overall life coach. She's great. So thank you, Ashley, for that. And we will be getting more from her in the future. So in sports news here, we have Bishop girls softball. Before I get into that, I'm just going to say like I usually do. If you represent a sports team, you're a coach, you're a player, your kid's a player, something like that, and it's not Bishop Bronco softball or Bishop Bronco baseball, tell your coach or tell yourself to start sending Eastern Sierra Now your information. I would really love to help these kids out and get their information out there. What's going on with their games? What's happening? But nobody is sending the info to news sources. So if you could do that, that would be incredible. Take some pictures, take some video, have the parents do it while they're watching and send it to me. It's info at EasternSierraNow.com. I would love to get this out there. And if you reach out to me, I will set it up to come get some shots from your games and come report on them. But I need you to take the first step. So please reach out. There are so many kids playing so many sports right now, and none of them are getting anything. And I'm talking little kids too. You're in soccer, you're in baseball, you know, and you're a little boy or girl. And, you know, and I don't mean you, but I mean your parents, you know what I'm saying? You probably shouldn't be emailing news sources if you're 10. But parents, send us that information. Get the coaches to send it. How cool would that be to see the little guys out there hitting the ball? That would be amazing. I would love some video of that. So let's get that on here. There's a lot of room for local sports here, guys. So I've been reaching out to a lot of people, and I keep getting the, yeah, I'll do that, and then it doesn't happen. So, hey, reach out and do it, okay? I'm putting that on you. So, back to softball. Bishop Broncos takes the win from Cal City. Final score, Bishop 7, Cal City 1. Bishop pitchers combined for a one-hitter. Bailey Momberg got to start pitching 4 innings, striking out 9 and walking 5. Geneva Molina threw the final 3, striking out 6, walking 3, and giving up 1 hit. Offensively, Kayla Jackson went 3-for-4, including a 2-run home run. Nice, scoring 3 runs. Leilani Torres had 1 hit, 1 run scored. Bailey Momberg had 1 hit and scoring 2 runs. Jaylee Dahl had 1 hit, scoring once. In the bottom of the 6th, with 2 outs, Jaylee Dahl got a base hit and made it to the 2nd on a bad throw. Kayla Jackson came to bat and hit a 2-run home run. Nice. That's how you end a game right there, I'm telling you. Nice job. So, good job, ladies. As always, you know, the Bishop baseball and softball programs are really strong. They do a good job. So, good job on that. And thank you, coaches, for taking the time to send this out for your players, because they definitely appreciate seeing their names on local news. Now, Bishop, so listen to me on this one, both of you coaches too, for Bishop and softball. Get your parents to take pictures, get them to take videos and send them to me. I can post these along with the scores. It's not a big deal. I just need to be given them. So ask them to take videos on their phone. Everybody's got a camera in their pocket nowadays. Take some pictures. Let's get these out there. When I was playing basketball in high school, I loved seeing myself in the photos of different things. That's what we do it for. Not really, but we really do enjoy seeing that. Hey, somebody appreciates what we're doing. Check out how cool I am. Check out what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And it really makes a difference. So writing it, you guys are a million times ahead of everybody else, Bishop, but get some parents to film some stuff. Get some pictures. Send them to me. It's not going to be such a big deal. Set one parent on your team to be the official video and picture taker and sending to me. I can give you my phone number. They can text it to me if that's easier. But it's a good way to go. You know, these kids would really appreciate that, because 10 years down the road, they've got this to show somebody that, hey, this is what I did back when I was a contender. You know what I mean? So let's get on that. It's, you know, sports is a big deal around here, and it needs to be put out there. Nobody else seems to be doing it, except for, I have to give them credit, KIBS. They live stream the Bishop baseball games, wherever it is, away or home. So if you want to listen to that, you go to 100.7, that's KIBS, and you can listen to the live games as they are happening. It's one thing, I'll give that to them. They do a fantastic job of that, just like we cover football. Home games. I'm not driving all over the place. Maybe next year if we got a little bit of money behind it, but that's a lot of money. So give that up to KIBS because they're driving all over the place to get these games live for you. So good job, KIBS. You know what? That's going to be it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember to head over to Eastern Sierra Now and put in your email address and subscribe. That's the easiest way to get it. We're at 887 right now. We want to get to 1,000. That's the goal. So if you can get over there and put that in, maybe we'll do a drawing for all 1,000 subscribers we have. Once we hit that, I'll find some really cool prize, and Bishop, I'll work on that in the next couple of weeks. And whatever that is, we'll do a drawing when we hit 1,000. Whoever wins will get that prize. So keep listening, and I'll post about that stuff. But let's get those email numbers up, could you? Cool. Awesome. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.